So we are continuing our theme week on things that we learned in 2022.
Yeah.
And in 2022, we learned that the Eiffel Tower had a little bit of a growth spurt.
Hey.
Yeah, right. In 2022.
So there's hope for all of us.
So on March 15th of 2022, a 20-foot antenna was fastened to the tippy-tippy top of the Eiffel Tower, which took the tower's total height from 1,063 feet up to 1,083 feet. So it got 20 feet taller.
That's great.
It's amazing.
Great. Yeah.
Right? The antenna wasn't meant to help break any records. Instead, according to the Eiffel Tower's website, it was to improve the quality of digital radio coverage for Paris.
They'd want to tune in Legends 1027
They wanted to stream. They wanted to be able to stream Legends there.
Must have been
the reason.
Yeah.
So the Eiffel Tower was named after the engineer Gustave Eiffel. Whose company designed and built the tower. And prior to that project, he also helped design the Statue of Liberty.
Nice. Well, those are two very different projects.
Yes.
Very nice job.
So it was constructed from 1887 to 1889 as the centerpiece of the 1889 World's Fair to celebrate the centennial of the French Revolution. World's Fairs come up quite a bit in the Wiki Corner, don't they?
They do. I don't know when they stopped World's Fair, but it seems like all progress happened World's Fairs.
It's already, Yeah. Although initially criticized by some of France's leading artists and intellectuals for its design, it has since become a global cultural icon of France and one of the most recognizable structures in the world. So 300 steelworkers spent 2 years, 2 months, and 5 days constructing the tower. They used more than 18,000 individual metallic parts, 2.5 million rivets, and 40 tons of paint.
That's a lot of paint.
That's
the one that astounds me, is the amount of paint.
Yeah. Upon its completion in March of 1889, the tower measured 985 feet high. Surprisingly, that measurement isn't static. Cold weather can actually shrink the tower by up to 6 inches.
Wow, all right.
The tower was designed to withstand even the strongest winds and never sway more than 4.5 inches
Okay.
So during its construction, the Eiffel Tower surpassed the Washington Monument to become the tallest human-made structure in the world, a title that it held for 41 years until the Chrysler Building in New York City was finished in 1930.
Sorry, France.
Excluding the transmitters at the top, the Eiffel Tower is the second tallest freestanding structure in France.
Oh, there's something else?
Yes.
Are you going to tell us?
I'm not. I'm going to leave a little bit of mystery there.
But there is
something
else.
You can do your own
research
on that if you care that much. So the tower.
I like it when you leave some things a mystery.
Yeah.
Intentionally
exactly.
So. Thank you.
You want this Wiki Corner to be like 30 minutes long? No, you don't. I know the answer to that. You don't. So the tower was an instant success with the public, and nearly 30,000 visitors made the 1,710-step climb to the top before the elevators entered service in May of that year.
Okay.
By the end of the exhibition, there had been nearly 2 million visitors, and some famous visitors to the tower included the Prince of Wales, Buffalo Bill Cody, because his Wild West show was an attraction at the exposition.
I think we're going to say Buffalo Bill Josh Allen or something
No. And Thomas Edison.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Wow, everybody, yeah.
Eiffel invented Edison to his private apartment at the top of the tower, where Edison presented him with one of his phonographs, which was a new invention and one of the many highlights of the exposition.
And then did he say, and now I have to take this phonograph all the way back
down. Right, now
I've
got to carry this down
the Eiffel Tower. Thanks
a
lot.
Yeah, great.
Couldn't give him
so
this
much.
Down to the parking lot?
Yeah, right. So originally, the Eiffel Tower was only supposed to stand for 20 years. It was to be dismantled in 1909 when its ownership would revert to the city of Paris, and the city had planned to tear it down.
Oh, yeah.
But as the tower proved to be valuable for radio telegraphy, it was allowed to remain.
Yes.
During the First World War, at the Battle of Marne in 1914, the wireless telegraph transmitter on the Eiffel Tower helped jam German communications.
Look at that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Thank you, France.
So more than 300 million people have visited the tower since it was completed in 1889. An average of 25,000 people ascend the tower every day.
Wow.
And the tower has three levels for visitors, with restaurants on the first and second levels. And the top level's upper platform is just over 900 feet above the ground, and that is the highest observation deck accessible to the public in the European Union.
Look at that. So you can see all of
Paris.
The world from there.
Yes.
All around the world.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. So look, let's try this. All right. So you know we have the new texting here now. You can text the studio 222-4000. Yes. People have been texting. It's fantastic. Let's try this. So we don't know. You don't know, do you, what the tallest building or man-made
tallest freestanding structure in France
is? All right. So let's put it out there. First person to text it to 222-4000 gets a thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. One from each of us.
There you go. 222-4000. Text it to us. I'm just curious, and I don't want to Google it. You picked out a record to go along with the Eiffel Tower, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play a French song. I believe this is French.
Oh, yeah.
The title is French. Yes. Anyways, yes. We're going to play C'est la vie by Robbie Neville.
Oh, it's definitely French.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends, 102.7, back to 1986. It's Robbie Neville's C'est la vie. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
I think he's French, right?
What's that?
Is he French? I think he's French,
Robbie
right?
Robbie Neville?
No. Sure. Just kidding.
Sure.
So we were we played that song because we were talking about the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Yeah.
And that it had a growth spurt in 2022. It added 20 feet.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like that. 20 feet. By the way, he's from Los Angeles.
Hmm. Dang.
California, shoot. Not Los Angeles, France. So, all right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, the Eiffel Tower was the tallest human-made structure in the world until 1930.
It was originally only intended to stand for 20 years.
And an average of 25,000 people climb the Eiffel Tower every day.
There you go. I think that was the policy of the folks who laid the roads in New York State, that it was only intended to stand for 20 years.
That's being generous, I feel.
Yeah.
Actually,
I had a major pothole today.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh. Mm. I was only going slow. It's in Irondequoit. It's under the 104 on Carter Street or something like that. Jeez, Louise. I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, I really just...
Like you didn't pop a tire.
Shook me. Yeah, I know, right? All right. Folks want to learn more about the Eiffel Tower, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog.
Yes.
Where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. You can check it out. Sarah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to your fourth and final installment on your shortened theme week on things we learned in 2022.
Yes. Should we say what the answer was that you asked?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, please.
So the Eiffel Tower is not the tallest structure.
Right.
In France.
That we knew.
That is it's actually a bridge.
Yes, a viaduct.
It's the tallest bridge in the world, actually.
And go ahead and try and pronounce it.
The Meow? Viaduct.
You cat
the
lovers.
Meow viaduct.
Yeah,
yep, that's many, it.
And
there it
took,
is.
You took French in high school.
I did.
How many years? And the best you got is meow.
I don't know.
The
it's
meow.
Not a... I don't know.
Viaduct. It's all right.
It's it doesn't matter. Well, it's a bridge. It's the tallest bridge in the world.
Yeah, good enough.
All right. It's in France.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's all you need to know.
That's all. Yeah.
Yep.
That's more than I need to know. Thank you, Sarah. Ambrosia's on the way. Andrea True. Traffic and weather too on Legends 102.7. If you love to cook or you know somebody who loves to cook, Nib Black Foods is a great place to go. We're out there just earlier this afternoon. All kind. You know they've got over 40 different kinds of flour there. Flour. Oh, I turned your microphone off.
Oh,
flour. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. I've seen it. Seen it for
40
myself.
40 different kinds of flour. And you may walk in there going, well, I don't need 40 different kinds of flour. But you don't know because you don't know what that flour is for. Maybe for your application, you think flour, but maybe there's this flour that's better than that flour for what you're doing. Am I right? Stop making a face. Go see our friends over there, Eric and Kim and everybody. Great, helpful people at Nib Black Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market off Jefferson Road.